help but wonder if the closed door that Sadie earns when she sneaks off with a sock is a fairly good illustration of what sin costs us. What is a closed door except a barrier? A door is a place where division occurs. It ends the communication between people and dogs in two different rooms. And in a similar way, our sin creates barriers between us and the full enjoyment of all God wants for us. What doors do our socks close? As in Sadie's case, sin closes the door to freedom. Scripture teaches that sin leads to slavery. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin." John 8, verse 34. And Peter, warning early Christians to stay away from false teachers who were corrupt, issues this sobering statement. "For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved." 2 Peter 2, verse 19. Do you see what happens? We become controlled by the sin that we refuse to control. But the worst thing about sin is that it puts a barrier between God and us. The rich fellowship we can experience with God is diminished when we refuse to forego our socks. The psalmist says, "If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear." Psalm 66, verse 18. And John, in reminding us that God is light in whom there is no darkness, puts it very bluntly. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. 1 John 1, verse 6. While my sister and I may not always know the best way to help Sadie conquer her addiction to socks, God is a perfect, loving, and wise master in every way. He loves us and he longs for us. And because of his great love and longing for us, he will deal with us perfectly about any socks we may be harboring. The writer of Hebrews assures us that those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. Hebrews 12, verse 6. God knows exactly what each of us needs to help leave the socks behind. He deals with us in the same way that he instructs the wise farmer to tend each kind of crop that he raises, as recorded by the prophet Isaiah. Does the farmer plow continually to plant seed? Does he continually turn and harrow the ground? Does he not level its surface and sow dill and scatter cumin and plant wheat in rows, barley in its place, and rye within its area? For his God instructs and teaches him properly. For dill is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is the cartwheel driven over cumin.